Okay, we are in the midst of trying to establish the maskana hasugya of what makes a chazaka a gimel shalom tick, how has this gimel shalom works, the whole mechanism of all of the shilas of gimel shalom depend on this discussion, and that's why when you look in the Tzais, in the Stipler, in Reb Ruvain, they bring all the Gemaras, the Yesim Daf Lamed, the Lamed Aleph, the Lamed Beis, the Lamed Gimel, because all the sugyas depend on what the mechanism of Gimel Shalom is. Yesterday, we discussed Shitas HaRamban. And again, let's have it clear. How does Chazaka work like the Ramban? It's a combination of two factors. Factor number one, a person should make a macha immediately. That's the nature of a person. Some people, like Baal Yashiv, in one day. Some people in a month. Some people in a year. But everybody makes a macha if someone's in their house or field relatively quickly, within a short period of time. It's the nature of human beings to make a macha. So really, if you didn't make a macha, it's a reyesa. It's a reyesa against the marikamel. Why didn't you make a macha? And in theory, it would be a chazaka right away. Zot rava. No. But shalei shanim mizdarinish bishtare. Ad shalei shanim mizdarinish bishtare. Until 3 years, is a tain on the other person. Is your shtar. Since the muzik has a chsarin that he has no shtar, and the marikama has chsar and he didn't make a macha, so we leave things in the hands of the marikama. The last known vaday owner is the marikama. Then we leave it by him. After 3 years are up, there's no longer chsar and avach v'shtaracha, since people lose shtaras after 3 years. So at that point, there's only one reyesa. Reyesa against the marikama, you should have made a macha. And at that point, Chazaka works. This is the Ramban Shita, which is based on the aside that everyone agrees that we can only make Chazaka with the two factors of Rava both coming into play. This is the Ramban Shita. In the Ramban himself, there's one part of the Ramban which itself you could learn two ways. Stipler, Reb Ruvain, say a chiddush pshat in the Ramban. They say that when the Ramban said it's the nature of a person to make a macha immediately, that was true in the person's nature. Stama, a person will make a macha right away. But after Chazal set up that there's a chsar of Akvishtarach, and therefore there's Chesedes Gimel Shalom, once Chazal set up such a system, the person who knows there's such a thing as Chesedes Gimel Shalom, which most people know, a person, we can understand that people will wait till the third year to make a macha. Because even though it's human nature to try to make a macha right away, but if a person knows there's a concept of Chesedes Gimel Shalom, so he'll wait 3 years. So the Stipler, Reb Ruvain, hold that in the Maskana, we do understand that people wait 3 years. Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon says, that's not what it says in the Ramban. If you look in the Ramban, he doesn't say that. He says a person makes a macha immediately. And it doesn't change in the Maskana. Human nature is to make a macha right away, and there's a reyesa. If you didn't make it right away, there's a reyesa, why didn't you? So we do have this difference of opinion between Reb Shimon on the one hand and Reb Ruvain and the Stipler on the other, and how to put the final knach into the Ramban. But notwithstanding, the Lamaisa, the Ramban definitely works that there are the two reyeses played against each other, and that's the basis of how Chazaka Cheskes Gemoshana works. This is Shita Saranda. There are some kashas on the Ramban. That the Ktsais, in a number of places, asked the Ktsais is matzdik the Rosh Hashita, which we'll get to in a few minutes. He has a few kashas on the Ramban. Two of the simpler kashas are the following. A Eved Katan, a regular Eved, walks around. An Eved Katan, who's not capable of walking around, we're going to say also, I'm sorry, not from Eved Katan, from an Eved, Stam an Eved, the Mishnah says, Stam Eved has Cheskes Gimel Shana. That if a person has an Eved, so then there's a chazaka of Gimel Shanim also. I'm sorry, go back. The kashas from Eved Katan. If Eved has a chazaka of Gimel Shanim, Eved Katan, the Gemara is going to say, is a chazaka immediately. Okay, Eved, Avadim, our Mishnah says, Avadim, a cheskes Gimel Shanim. The Gemara will say that an Eved Katan, the Chazak is right away. An Eved Katan is like a car, like an apple, like a radio. It's metalkalim. It doesn't work. Eved Katan is a Chazak right away. Practical size, according to the Ramban, 1 minute. Why is it a Chazak right away? The Lamdas should be the same Lamdas. There's a chesaron in me right away, why I didn't speak. There's a chesaron in you, where's your shtar? Avadim asal with shtaris. So within 3 years, there's still a chesaron in you, where's your shtar? You have this Eved Katan, it's very nice. But Eved Katan is not like a radio or an apple. Apples and radios are not sold with shtaris. Avadim ketanim asal with shtaris. So Frektik Tzais, according to the Ramban, Eved Katan should also be Chazaka, should also be 3 years. Because in Eved Katan, it's the same thing. If you have my Eved Katan, I should have made a Mechah. You're right. But I have a Tana to you, Achvi Shtarcha. So according to the Ramban's Lamdis, it's exactly the same by an Eved Katan. Second Akasha. The Gemara later has a case of Dali Laitzina de Peiri. Dali Laitzina de Peiri means Edom come. And they say they saw me, the Marikama, put loading a pile of Peiris into the wagon of the one who's saying it's his. They say, I gave it to you. Now, of course, if I say you're my worker, or I sold you to Paris, that's a good time. But it's talking where I tine you're a ganav. You're in my field, the ganavah. And you say you bought it for me. And then Adam come, and they say they saw me. Mala lights into the Paris. They saw me giving you the Paris. So that's a chazaka la'altar. If they saw me giving you Paris, so that's a chazaka right away. Why was I giving you Paris? I don't understand. Like the Ramban, it's taka taina on me that you saw me loading you with payers. It's a taina on me, but I'd like to have a taina on you. Achvi shtarcha, where's your star? It's within 3 years. So according to the Ramban, that should also be 3 years. The whole Ramban's lumdis is there's taka chsaron in the marikava. There's also chsaron in the music of achvi shtarcha. So therefore, it goes back to the last known owner, which is the Marikam. So even by Mala Leitzina de Peiri, it's Takhasar in the Marikam. But still, there's a kind of Achvi Shtarcha. So the question is that the longest of the Ramban should fit in these other cases where the Gemara says it's a Chazaka right away. And that's his Kasha on the Ramban. Why? Okay, so that that the Ketzais himself answers this teretz that you're saying. The Ketzais answers that it could be the Ramban holds that when you have just the reyesa of Yidin Mekamacha, Achvishtarcha cancels it out. But Mala Leitzina de Peri is such a strong raya, it's much more than just not making a macha. Not only you didn't make a macha, you also with Mala Leitzina de Peri, that's such a strong raya that it's stronger and overweighs Achvishtarcha. That's how the Ketzais answers the Rambam. But Akoponim, this is Shita Saramban, with the two variations in the Ramban Shita, and hopefully we have it klar. Now we move on to the Shita Sarash. The Shita of the Rosh and in the Muki Yosef, and there's a Rashi later that uses this Lashon, they hold that Cheskas Gimel Shonim is a Takana de Rabbanim. The Rabbanim made a Takana. Min HaTorah, no such thing. Rabbanim said, Shalai Shonim is Dari Nish Bishtare. Yosef Mishalai Shonim Loim is Dari Nish Bishtare. They said, we have to make a Takana for people who buy fields. It's not the nature of people to save shtaris. They lose their shtaris eventually. And Marikama is always going to come, and it's easy to steal from someone. You sell them a field, you wait 10 years, you wait 3 years, and then you say, it's mine, I never sold it to you. Chazal made a takana for lekuchis, for buyers. Since it's very easy to cheat the buyer out of his field, so Chazal sat down and they made a takana, but that takana has 2 steps. Because everybody, the Ramban, the Rosh, both are going to agree it's a 2-step idea, Chazal. What were the 2 steps? Chazal said, we have to help the buyer. So after 3 years, we establish Cheskas Gimel Shanim, it belongs to the buyer, Mitakana de Rabbanan, and the Marikama can no longer have time to stay. There 3 years, finished. Now 1 minute. Being 3 years, he's going to be there. Sometimes it's not good for the seller. The seller may live in a different city. It's hard for him to come and do something about it. Well, what are we going to do with the seller? He has to come to it entire dafka within 3 years. Not so easy. So we're going to make a takana for the seller that he can make a macha. If he makes a macha, the clock starts again. Whenever he makes his macha, the 3 years start again. That a macha is telling the person, be careful with your shtar, and invite him. He could extend the 3 years by making a macha. A macha doesn't go, you can macha every time you make a macha. Yes. No. The Gemara say, the Gemara later will say that even after the macha, it's only for 3 years a person is zayir. He thinks the person is going to bring me the entire, have to watch him. But it just starts the clock ticking again for the 3 years for the chazaka, and this is all a takana de rabbanan. This is all pashit. Chazal made a takana, set this in motion. If you look in the Rosh, it's not an arichus in the Rosh. The Rosh uses the lashon that it's a takanas chachamim, and just those few words. And then Rabbi Yosef says it a little more clearly that it's a takana de rabbanan. I don't know why the Ketzais, Kuf Mem Sukkot Beis, where he holds strongly of this sheet that it's a Takana de Rabbanan, he quotes it as Shitas de Muki Yosef. Why he doesn't bring it as the Shitas HaRosh, I don't know. Everybody after him, Shar Mishpat, and certainly the later Achrayim, call it the Shitas HaRosh. And the Rosh's lashon is right in the beginning. Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Amar Rava Shata Kamaisim is Darinish Mishtarei Tarti Mizdarat Lasla Mizdarat Feilah Mizdar. V'tiknu Chachamim Shem Yavei Edim Shachlo Shalish Shana B'Shufi Shein Tzarach Laharei Shtarei Yosef. V'tiknu Chachamim. He says the lashon of Takanas Chachamim, and this is the shita of the Rosh We'll call it the Rosh, it's Mukhi Yosef and Rashi as well. The nafgamina between the two of them, before we get to practical nafgamina, it's just the lumdis. Why do you make a machar? What's the reason for making a machar? Somebody asked you, why do I have to make a machar? What's the answer? It's one answer like the Ramban, one answer like the Rush. Like the Rush, why do you make a machar? Like the Rush, to tell him to be Zar Bishtare. Right? According to the Rush, why do I have to make a machar? Because it's people's nature to make a machar. The reason I have to make a machar is to warn him that he should be a Zar Bishtare. According to the Ramban, totally different reason. Why do I have to make a machar? Because if I don't make a machar, it's a raya, it's not mine. Right? If I don't make a machar, it's raglayim ledavid, it's not mine. Two totally different reasons why you make a machar. You have to, I mean, this is chapping taich. Right? The Rosh is saying, Chazal made a takana, that if you make a machar, the other person has to watch your shtar. So the reason for the machar is so you should watch your shtar. Because if not, then... So if I don't... It's a step after, though, not a step before. Like the Ramban, it's a step before, and like the Rosh, a step after, right? Like the Rosh, it comes after. There's Gimel Shanim. Once it's the din of Gimel Shanim, so then I have to make a machar that you should hold it longer. Size time is that the Rambam also holds like the Rush, based on the following Lashon of Rambam. The Rambam says why that after 3 years I get the field, the present person gets the field. Why? Hayo v'loy machisa, since you didn't make a machar, ato hifsadito es atzmacha, since you didn't make a machar, you were mafsid. You caused yourself a hafsid. Since you didn't make a machar. So he says, according to the Ramban, the lashon should be, hayo v'loy machisa. It's a raya, it's not yours. The lashon, hayo v'loy machisa, hifsadita sa'atzmacha, that lashon is mashmal like the Rush. That Bezdin gives you an opportunity. You want to get your field? Make machais. And then the other person have to watch his shtar. The lashon hayal v'lo mechisa ata efsadita asatzmacha is taka mashma, not like the Ramban. It's mashma like the Rosh, and that's a nafkamina between the two. Now you have the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Yosef and Rashi against the Ramban and the Ritva. So the tzais time is that the ikur is like the shita sarash, and it's a takana derabba. Now, there's a whole list of nafkaminis between the Ramban and the Rosh. Nafkaminis always help a person understand the two shittas. Here, it's not that hard to see the two shittas, but nafkaminis will help to bring it out. The first nafkamina, the Ramban himself says, on Daf Mem Bez. Nafkamina is the case that I mentioned yesterday, where a father has a field which he claims to have purchased from the Marikana. The father is there for 1 year. He dies, and the child is there for 2 years. And the child is a cotton. If the child is a gadol, that's a gemara. Gemara says the father is there 1 year, child is there 2 years, that's a good chazaka. No reason it shouldn't be. Father is there 1 year, child is there 2 years, it's good. What happens if the father is there 1 year and the child is a cotton, is there for 2 years? Is that a chazaka or not? The Ramban says, Yesh mefarshim, that it's not a good chazaka. The Ramban says, why not? Farshim would be a good chazaka, like the Ramban. Of course it's a good chazaka. Let's go through the mechanics of chazaka. You'll see it's good. How does chazaka work? There's a taina, why didn't you make a machar right away? The father's there 1 year, The son is there 2 years. There is a good time though. Why didn't the father make a bechara right away? The reyes. Kenegadat is a reyes that you don't have a shtar. Fine, so I have to wait 3 years. Once I'm there 3 years, I have a chazaka. I don't have a chazar in Nevach Vishtarachah. You have a chazar in, why didn't your father make a mechar right away? So Rabban says, of course it's good. There's no reason it shouldn't be good. The Rosh is the Yesh Mefarsh. The Rosh says, what do you mean? What's the purpose of a mechar in the 3 years, like the Rosh? Why do you make a mechar like the Rosh? To tell the person, watch your shtar. That's the Rosh Hashita. A bonnet says chazaka 3 years. Why did they tell you to make a mechar? Why a mechar like the Rosh? The reason of a mechar is to warn the other person to watch your shtar. A katan, no such thing. You can't warn a katan to watch your shtar. A katan la bardasu. The whole mechanism of this takana derabanan can't apply by a katan. Because by a katan, if I'm going to give him a cheskes gimel shana, I'll tell the owner, the marikama, you make a macha. Doesn't make sense. I'll make a macha, he should watch his shtar. The katan, he doesn't know what's flying. I can't tell him to watch his shtar. The meila, the rush holds, that the whole mechanism does, the whole mechanics doesn't work. And the meila, there's no such thing. By a cotton, the whole cheskes gimel shana, the whole takana derabanan doesn't apply.
Why shouldn't it work right away?
The rush should be right away. But it's a takana chachamim. The takana chachamim was to give him the cheskes gimel shana.
When he has no longer reason to keep the shana. Like the rush, in this case, it's a cotton,
as you're forgetting, there are two steps to the rush. The first step was takana filakufis. You're right. The takana filakufis was that if the 3 years is yours, so kind of by when a man dies, it should be right away. There was a second step. There was the takana for the benefit of the meicher. Now, when we're making a takana that a filakufis could keep it, we have to protect the meicher by giving him the ability to make a macha and protect himself. In this case, he has no ability to protect himself. So the whole takana doesn't apply. We don't make a takana for him unless we make a takana for the meicha too, that he has a way, if he's far away, of protecting himself. There's just no takana, it goes back to the entire.
Why do we say, what's the takana? We're better off with the takana happening. And if he doesn't, if he's in cotton, he loses the shah.
He's
like this, he has a chance.
But
that was the
money,
he gets it for 3 years.
But you can't make
it to cotton,
it makes no sense.
Sure, it makes
logical
sense.
What is the mechal
going to
help?
Like
we want to protect the kufis and give them a limit to when they have to hold the shah, which is
now,
3 years.
3 years. Now, the second stage is that we don't want the mechal to lose out. So the mechal has 3 years to make a mechal.
Over here, this guy, this kid, he has less of a time to lose his shah. He loses his shah every year. If Baal Dalek is right to lose his shah. But, so that we can't make a takon for him, at least the second year for that takon, because the guy doesn't make the machah. So the other person could say, why should I make a machah? Machah makes no sense. What does machah mean? I'm announcing, watch your star, because I'm going to come after you eventually. But the words in the machah make no sense. How can you expect someone to make a machah? That makes no sense. You're going to tell him, go through the motions, because you want to keep the takana going. But he'll tell you, it didn't make sense to me. I didn't make a macha. What kind of macha is it? Macha gets a cotton being zarbished, all right. Even if the cotton l'chaira would need 3 years after he's a gadol. Now, how would it work after he's a gadol? He doesn't have a shtar anymore. Cotton doesn't watch shtaras better than gadolim. So I don't know. Have to get to Daphne base, hopefully, and let's see what the eights is for God. In Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Gittin, the Gemara has a case where a get was written on the hand of an Eved. It was tattooed on the hand of an Eved, Whether you're allowed a tattoo on an Eved, you're not allowed a tattoo on an Eved, that's not for now. Maisa Shaya Kachaya. Somebody tattooed a get on the hands of an Eved, and he gives the Eved to his wife as a get. So the Gemara says that it's a good get. It's also a kosher get. A get, I remember once I took took guys to a get when we were learning Gittin. So a lot of people were surprised that a get is not written on parchment. Which it's not. The Gemara says, Afilah al Allah Shayarek. That you could write it on anything. So, I don't know if anybody ever did it, but a get written on, tattooed on an Eved is kosher. If you give the, provided that you give the Eved to the woman, the husband has to give the Eved to the wife, which is fine. So Shulchan Aruch and Simin and Eben Ezer, the Simin Kufchav Dalet Sivav, Gemara has a case where a woman comes to Beis Din with an Eved, and there's a tattoo on the Eved. She says, I'm a Gureshes, I want to remarry. The husband says, what does the husband say? Obviously, if the husband says yes, it wouldn't be, talking about it. But the husband says, it's my Eved. He never took a walk. He went to our house. I never gave you the Eved. Now, if she has the Eved for less than 3 years, there's nothing to talk about. She Eved yinichas b'skibol shanim on avadim. That's our mission. So she has it for less than 3 years. There's no shayla. Nothing to talk about. It's, the Eved has to go back to the husband. She doesn't keep the Eved. Finished. Shayla is, what happens if she has the Eved for 3 years? She comes into bed and she says, it's my Eved. The husband says, you stole it. The wife says, no, you gave him to me. I'll bring Eidim. Now she has to bring Eidim that the Eved was in her sole possession for 3 years, not in their joint house. So let's say they're separated, she has her own house. But she brings Eidim that she had the Eved for 3 years. So to Ramah, it's a good get. If he has it for 3 years, it's a good get. Is that a get to Doraisa? Or a get to Rabbanim? Is such a thing we haven't gotten as a get that's only a get to Rabbanim? It's a simonim to Rabbanim. If you find a get and a woman gives a simon, she gets the get. It's only a Rabbanim. If the husband denies giving it to her, so she's only Mugureshis Midrabbanim, which is not, it's better not to be Mugureshis at all. Then get to Rabbanim, you're really in trouble. So you can't remarry. And you don't have benefits of marriage, you don't have benefits of a get. So the Shar Mishpat is Masupik, is this get, which comes with a Ches Neskim Oshanim, is it Daraisa, is it Rabbanim? According to the Ramban, he says it's Pashit, it's Daraisa. Because the Ramban says, Cheskes Gimel Shanim is a Svara. Svaras are Daraisas. It's a Fedaraisa. Light, the Rush, Lachar, it's a Takana de Rabbanim. And it should only be a Get de Rabbanim. Why is she getting the Eved? She's getting the Eved because of a Takana de Rabbanim. So Lachar, it should only be a Get that's a Get de Rabbanim. What's the other side? Like the Rush? Do we believe her that she got this Eved? That he gave her the Eved? If we only believe her with the Rabbanim, I mean, I tell you, we don't believe her. But they give it to her with the Rabbanim, they give it to her in a Torah. In a Torah tzaris. Remember, the Rabbanim can't give a get. Only a husband can give a get. The Rabbanim giving a woman a get is not a get. The husband had to give it. No, the get is only husband. The husband gave her the get. And that's the suffix. Did the husband give? Do we believe that the husband gave her the get? So listen carefully what the Shar Mishpat says. Shar Mishpat is Mesupik. He says, Zicha, like the Rosh, the Takana of a get is a Rabban. No Shad. After the Chachamim made their Takana, now, when the Chum already made the takana, and everyone knows that there's such a takana, every boy knows Chazkas Gemosha. Once the Rabbanah made such a takana, that after 3 years, my Eved or my house goes to the buy, it goes to the one who claims to buy it. Now, maybe, there's an Umdana Dairaisa that it's his, because now, the Mare Kama certainly should have made a Taira, made a Macha within 3 years. Nina Taira, the Rush Halls, we don't expect him to make a Macha. But once the Rabbana made such a Takana, maybe now it's a Svara, it's an Umdana Dairaisa that it's not his Eved, because everybody knows this Chazkas Gimel Shanim. Now, he should have made a Macha. Once the Rabbana made that Takana, it could be, Saktishar Mishpat, that it works Minat Torah too. Because people don't want to lose their Avadim, they don't want to lose their houses. So now, it's a Svara that you should have made a Macha. Yichap what Tishar Mishpat is doing. What the Stipler did to the Ramban, the Shar Mishpat is doing to the Rosh. The Stipler took the Ramban, after we finished with the Ramban, he says, once this Takana works, now people make Machais up to 3 years. Like, once it's in place, it's normal to make a Macha up to 3 years. The Shar Mishpat is Masupik to say the same thing in the Rosh. That the Rosh is right, it's a Takana Durabana. Minat Torah, people don't have to make Machais. But once the Rabbana made a Takana, now it's a Svara Dairaisa that people should make Machais. So maybe now, it's a Din Torah. Everyone knows Gimel Shalom, you lose your field, you lose your Eved, you lose your house. So now, he has a similar suffix. Maybe now it should become a Chazaka Dairaisa because of the fact that the person didn't make a Machais. That's his suffix. And I don't know, be patient. To me, it's Mustaver Taka. Once the Rabbana made a Takana, that it should be a Din Dairaisa, that it should be that way. But, yeah. What? What you're saying, okay. What you're saying, there's a concept that the Takana Durabana, Kinyan Durabana Mahani Lederaisa. That's what you're saying. There is a concept that a Kinyan Durabanan helps for their eyes. Let's say a man gives his wife the Eved, he's makta the Eved with a Kinyan Durabanan. So Taka, most place can hold that Kinyan Durabanan manual their eyes, and it's a get their eyes. It's true. If a man gives an Eved to his wife with a Kinyan Durabanan, it's Taka true. That's not what's happening here. Here, we don't know if the man ever gave it to his wife. Bezdin is giving the Eved to the wife, not the man. The man still claims, I never gave it to her. Bezdin took the Eved from me and Bezdin gave it to her. It's hers, because Bezdin passed it as hers. But to be a get, the husband had to give it to the wife. But Bezdin doesn't know if the husband gave it to the wife. Bezdin passed him the suffix that she gets to keep it in 3 years. You follow, it's a difference between a typical Tekinah Dravonim and their eyes. Okay, some Pashat and Nafkaminas between the Ramban and the Rosh. The Shar Mishpat says, we want a Supik, if one of the 3 years of Chazaka is an Ibriya, that's 13 months, is a Chazaka 36 months? Or in an Ibriya, do you say you need 3 years? It's a din of 36 months, a din of 3 years. So the Shar Mishpat says, let's see. According to the Ramban, where does the 3 years come from? 3 years comes from the nature of a person is that he loses shtaris after 3 years. Now, the nature of a person doesn't change if the 3 years are within Ibiyar, not within Ibiyar. Whatever's the nature of a person, it's not going to change if there is or there's not an Ibiyar. Whatever the, if you say it's human nature that after 36 months he loses his shtaris, so just because 1 year Bezin was ma'abed shana, it's not going to change human nature. It's gebait on human nature. So it's not going to change because there's an idiom.
Depends how fast it's
What?
Depends how fast it's
depends how he files. You think that people are organized in the disorganization. All right, Yankee has a file, and the file keeps on going back, and at the end of 3 years, since Chazal said people lose it, so at the end of 3 years, you lose it. You know, in America, the law is you have to keep your papers for 7 years. All your legal documents, you have to keep 7 years. So the law firm, as soon as the 7 years are up, they quickly destroy what they did 8 years ago, so no one can come after them. They come to my house, whatever I do with my papers, I have a closet up front where I stick it in, and it's there, and stumped since I'm married, but since I moved into the house, I'm not so organized like you. We're not saying that people lose their shtaris because they're mesudar and losing things. It's in nature, people don't want to lose things, and people lose things. Am I right? They don't look and see that, oh, this is an ibiyah, so I'll lose it a month later.
The wife makes
it. Yeah, if it's time to Pesach cleaning, then you're right. It's more of a time, though, okay. So he says, like the Ramban, ibiyah shouldn't change anything. Like the Rosh, it's a takana d'rabbanan. They made a takana 3 years, so 3 years is 3 years. If it's an ibiyah, it's also 3 years. It's not an ibiyah, it's also 3 years. 3 years is 3 years. That's what he says. Now it bothers me, my old question, that every 3 years has an ibiyah. So the Shamisha makes it sound like normally 3 years is 36 months. People lose stars in 36 months. If it happened to happen that 1 year was an ibiyah, we still lose this thing in 36 months. That's the lashon, it rubs me wrong, because he makes it sound like, you know, it's like lightning strikes. It happens once in a while. So an ibiyah, if it happened, it happened. It bothers me that every 36 months, every 3 years has an ibiyah. You could say, what? So you could tell me that there's always one ibiyah. So a person loses shtaris in 37 months. Sometimes you can have two ibiyahs and it'd be 38. You could clear, I hear. But anyway, this is enough to me. Three years is from the day of the Shoshana. A person loses a shtaris over time. Another nafkamina between them. Possible nafkamina. If the Marikama made a machah, and the Eidim say, we didn't tell anybody. The Rosh's case, the Rosh says, what's it did? If the Eidim made a machah, the Marikama made a machah in front of Eidim, and he relied, chabra, that they're going to pass on the message. And the Eidim come into Bez and they say, Hitaka made a machah, but we didn't tell anybody. Is that a good machah or not a good machah? The Rosh said it's a good machah anyway. Why? Lashon of the Rosh is, have a machah. Kivan shemicha kemaymer chacham. Since he did the takanah d'rabbanan, kemaymer chacham, like chacham obligated him, didn't make a takana, you have to make sure he hears about it. So the macha is a good macha. So the Rosh says that if you make a macha, even if the Eidim don't tell anybody, it's a good macha. What would the Ramban hold? So here, we're not so sure. We're not so sure. Reb Ruvain says it could be this is a nafkamina between the Rosh and the Ramban. The Rosh says that if they didn't tell anybody, it's still a good machal. In the Ramban, lechayra, it's not a good machal. Because the person could still say that I have an excuse why I don't have a shtar. It can be misupik in how that's going to work out now. He has an excuse why he doesn't have a shtar, because he didn't hear about the machah. So what happens now? So in the Ramban, we can still be misupik. Let's say a person didn't make a machah the first year, he made a machah the second year. like the Ramban, there's a problem. You should have made the Mechar right away. I, Achbi Shtaracha, have a reason why I lost the Shtar. So in the Ramban, it may be that this case will be a Mechar that they never told anybody. Maybe it's not a good Mechar. Maybe it is a good Mechar. As far as it's been in 3 years, he made a Mechar. Like the Ramban, this Mokum the Stapik. He's told me in the Stifler and Reb Shimon. So what the Rosh says is a Klar Psak, and the Mukiyasa says it too, is a Shitasam. The Didan, the says the Didan, like the Ramban, it could be differently. It could be that this would be a Nafkamina between the two Shitas. A third, finish counting nafkaminas. Another nafkamina in the Shem Mishpat. Again, something we spoke about is by a bias to like kind of la'agra. If you have a house that's like kind of la'agra that a person does not normally rent out, and if someone else lives there, you're asking me why I made a machah. So I'll tell you, you know why I didn't make a machar? Because then Anav is Alechasim. Right? We spoke about this the other week. If I have a house to like kind of Lahagra, and you live there, so I come to Bez, I say, you know why I didn't make a machar? I didn't make a machar because of then Anav is Alechasim. So we said the other week, we're still. You should let him live there, but you should make the statement that it's yours. You should make a statement that it's yours. That's the timing. The Shah Mishpat says that this whole suffix of a bias to the Kamala Agra is like the Ramban. It's all like the Ramban. That we're talking smartest. You should have made a Mechah. You shouldn't have made a Mechah. We could be Mesupik. We could be Kailin and things. But like the Rush, that it's a Takana to Rabbana. So Takana is a Takana. Takana is the Tevis Lekuchis, that after 3 years you get a Chazaka. We made it Takana Tevis Lekuchis. The Meila, we made it Takana Tevis. The other person, then he can make a Mechah. But if it's a Takana de Rabbanan, then it's a fiction work. These are all examples of Nafkaminis between the two Mahalchim. Ikra, of course, not the Nafkaminis, but to understand the basics of the two mahalchim. All right. Like I said, if you don't have this, you're going to be missing a lot all year. Certainly, the next five lot in understanding a lot of our discussions. You have to understand the two shitas, basic nafkaminas between. Who sitting Kuf Mem Vav, I think Sivkat Nalef, who has an interesting set of shaylas. It starts in the Shach. The Shach in Kuf Mem Vav Gimel has the following nidai. Let's say I'm a Mari Kama, and I'm learning above a Basra, and I find out someone in the next town is sitting in my house, and I'd like to use my knowledge of the Masechta to get him. So I go over to Aiden. I tell the Aiden, listen, I want to make a Mechah in front of the two Aiden, that Pliny is in my house, it's my house. But I ask the Aiden a favor. I say, please don't tell him that I said this. Tell me that works. I tell him, yeah, the Rosh said that if you don't tell him, it's still a good machah. So I tell the Yadim, listen, do me a favor. Don't tell him I made the machah. You know, if he's going to find out, he's going to start with shtick. I don't want. So make a machah, but keep it a secret. Don't tell anybody. Is that a good machah? So that, Lesman de Palik, that says in Shulchan Aruch, it's not a good machah. Because there's something fishy going on here. It's not a normal mechav and owner. Normal mechav and owner, he tries to give out. So it's not a normal machar, and therefore that machar doesn't count. The Shach declares, what's the din? If I tell two Eidim, I'm making a machar, don't tell them. And the two Eidim, they don't listen to me. They do tell him. What do you say? Is that a good machar? Fellow, I make a machar in front of two Eidim. And the two Eidim, I tell them, don't tell Pliny. And they go and they do tell him. Maybe they even tell him. They tell him, you know, Pliny made a machar and he told us not to tell. So they're over on Rechilus, no? They tell me not to tell, and we're telling you anyway. So what do you say?
The
Shach says that if they told him he made a machah and told us not to tell, so then the person who's there realizes it's not a good machah. So then, it's not a good machah. It's not a pshat that it's not a good machah because he didn't hear about it. The etzem machah is not a machah. When you make a machah and you say, Pliny's in my house, but don't tell him. It's a chesaron in the machah itself. So it's like the Shach, that's not a good machah. Because he didn't hear about it. It's not a good machah because it's a machah of a ganiv. It's not the machah of an owner. Zok the Shach, the machah be'etzem is not a good machah. So far, so good. These two steps, everybody agrees. Okay? This type of machah, if you tell them not to tell, if they don't tell, it's no good. And even if they do tell, it's no good. The Shach and the Ktzais argue the following. What happens? Again, he told the Eidim, I'm making a machah, don't tell the owner. The Eidim go to the Muzik and they say the Marikama made a machah, but they don't tell him it was a bad machah. They don't say he said don't tell. They go and they tell him Ki'ilu was a perfect machah. They go to the Muzik and they say the Marikama made a machah in front of us, Bizar Bishtarcha. Finished. What's the din in such a case? What do you say? Oh, it's a good machah, it's not a good machah. What's the Sfarah say? What? It's no good because you make a good machah. What's the tenet? It's good. Where's your star? So two tzedim. The Shach says it's good. Mashmoy says Shach, but it's clear. The Shach holds that it's good. Why is it good? Why is it good? So Slamai says you should have watched the star. He thought it was a good machal. You should have watched the star. Ktzai says, it's not a good machah. And the Ktzai is matniya on the Shach the following. He says, what do you think? What would be the din? Now listen to this. You have a Marikama, and you have a Mozik who's there for 2.5 years. And Eidim come to the Mozik, and they say that the Marikama made a machah. It's baloney. He never made a machah. Yeah? It's baloney. But they come, the Eidim comes with a serious face, and they tell the Moses, you should know the Marikama made a machah. So the Ktzais, you think that's good? Bitmiya. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. If the first person didn't make a machah, and Eidim go and they tell him you did make a machah, you think it's good? It's ridiculous. The same thing here. The first person, he said a macha and don't tell anyone. That's like no macha. No macha. So what's the difference if the Edom say he made a macha? Enough give me. So I would have to think, I at least the Ketzai says it, that's ridiculous. Is it so ridiculous? If two Edom come to him and say, Pliny made a macha, that's not true. Is it so absurd? That's what you're saying, no? That he would watch a shtar.
I'm saying he doubt about it. Two people that come up and say, that's really someone else's property. He doubt about it.
You mean they don't claim the Baal said it?
Stams, I would think that would work.
I have to worry about Stam too, Mishabam in the world?
I'm saying that there's a real Baal that should make it, that you should keep it.
People, we have to remember, I bought something from someone,
right,
and two people come over me and say, you didn't buy it. Why would I give any credence to what they're saying?
It's not that you, I know I bought it. Them, but you would keep your stock.
Why? They can't challenge me.
That makes you assume that there's someone out there who's claiming to be a Baal.
If I assume that the owner said it, you're right. But if I assume it comes from Ben.
The fact that there's a rumor circulating that these people, for some odd reason, they happen.
Maybe, but certainly if they tell me the owner did it. So I'm not sure. You know, the gut reaction is that the Ketzais is right. Stamazai, two people tell me that the original owner made a macha and it's Lehoi V'Lei Nivra, then... I hear it, but the Aruch HaShulchan defends the Shach. Now he doesn't say what he would hold in the case that the Ketzai says is ridiculous, but in the case they're talking about, the Aruch HaShulchan says that the Shach holds it's taka true, the Macha is not a good Macha. But the chazaka is also not a good chazaka. They're both no good. Mechad nishkei mechad. It's true. The cheskes gimel shanim is not a cheskes gimel shanim. They're both nothing. Shach holds, he doesn't say what he would hold in the case where the Marikama did nothing. In the case where Marikama made a bid mechad, and the Eidim tell the muzik, he made a good mechad, he says that that there's taka no macha, there's also no chazaka. Just like there's no macha because he didn't make a good macha, there's no chazaka. Why cheska? I don't have a chazaka of 3 years. 3 years is based on the fact that you lose taurus. Here, you don't lose taurus. Someone told you that there was a macha. So normally you don't lose taurus. There's no macha, there's no nothing. So this machlaikis, and by the way, the Sivis writes here on the Ketzais that Yofa Toma HaKetzais HaChash. We used to in the Sivis arguing with the Ketzais, occasionally he agrees with him. He writes Yofa Toma HaKetzais. The Sivis and Ketzais are of one mind in this. The Shach, and Rosh Hashulch has matched with the Shach, disagree. In Tabas HaChashim, he says that this Machlaikis is totally weiter in the Rosh and the Ramban. How? The Ketzais holds like the Rosh. He's matzdik the Rosh very strongly. That this whole thing is a takana derabanan. If this whole thing is a takana derabanan, the whole thing is a takana derabanan l'tevis l'kufis. That the Rabbanan said that l'kufis don't have to hold shtaris more than 3 years. It's a taiva for the takana of the l'kufis. It's a takana derabanan. It's true. They made a takana for the Marikama. That if the Marikama wants, he can make a macha, but Lamaisa, he didn't make a macha. So the original takana, L'tavis L'kuchis, still stands. And the Mela, it's a takana d'Rabbanan, the takana d'Rabbanan stands. The only way you could defeat this takana d'Rabbanan is if you make a macha. You didn't make a macha. Like the Ramban, we're not talking about takanas, we're talking about svara. Like the Ramban, how does it work? Is a reyesa on you? Why didn't make a macha? Like a reyesa on me. Is a reyesa on you? Why don't you have your shtar? In this case, This is also a reyesa on you. Why, where's your shtar? That's Darach HaShulchan saying. It's a reyesa on you. Where's your shtar? It's a reyesa on me. It's a reyesa on you. So there's nothing. It goes back to the Marikamu. So that is the shita of the shat, which is going to Rambam. That there's no macha, there's no chazaka, so it goes to the Marikamu. Tzais is the shita, so it's in very, very geshmak. But this is another nafkamina of the shitasam. So just to recap, the nafkaminas between them are in why you make a macha. If you make a macha, you should be zar b'shtare. If you make a macha, like the Ramban says, this is the nature to make a macha. Nafkamina is if you have to make a macha against a cotton, the Ramban's nafkamina. Nafkamina is by a get. If it's in the rest of the Rabbanan, a possible nafkamina. Third nafkamina is the case of the Ibrishana, the Shara Mishpat said. A fourth nafkamina is the Rosh. Fifth nafkamina is the Rosh. If they didn't say, we didn't tell anybody. Sixth nafkamina is by Bayis Telekaim Lahagra. And seventh, I think I'm up to nafkamina, is this last shock against Ksais. So we have a six or seven nafkaminas. Whether you agree with all nafkaminas, you don't agree, the ikin nafkaminas is you should be able to work out the shitas. And these are the shitas with which we're working. work out the shitas well. I hope, I think tomorrow, if you do yet, there's one more nesivis on this, from Achleikus Ketzais Nesivis and Kuf Mem Gimel. It's in the Kuf Mem Gimel. We'll look at Kufim Gimel, but you know tomorrow we should see this, and the Chaytz says to see this on one nature of Chazaka. And it's Hashem, if the Ram will start moving, hopefully tomorrow, we'll invite them to the Gemara.